Welcome to the 2-Minute Wake Up Podcast. My name is John Warner, and each day I drop a quick reflection that I hope will help you wake up to who you were created to be. James 1 verse 6 says, "But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind." Do you ever ask God for anything? Here, James is specifically speaking of wisdom, but the principle applies to other asks as well. If there is a God, your thoughts on what he, she, or it is like determines the likelihood of you bringing a request. While arguably a debated image, I maintain that the picture presented in the pages of Scripture is that God is love. In himself, he is a moving, twisting, swirling dance of divine life and love. It is this force that serves as the ground of being from which all of life emerges. The unfolding image in the New Testament is that as God in the flesh, Jesus reveals to us what God is actually like. So a fundamental question in all of this is, do you believe that Jesus can be trusted? On one hand, to trust is one of the most difficult things to do. And yet, if you think about it, it's actually basic to being human and living life on earth. If you take public transit or Uber, you gotta trust your driver. And even if you drive yourself, if you get behind the wheel of the vehicle, you are trusting the rubber that connects your car to the road, moving at high speeds to keep you safe. And most surprisingly of all, you're trusting other drivers. Now, if it's true that Jesus reveals to us what God is like, and that he is a human representation of the moving, twisting, swirling dance of life and love, then trusting God may make more sense than those we end up putting our trust in each and every day. Now, trusting God is simply resting in a fundamental belief that God loves you, that he is good, and that he desires what's best for you, both now and forever. And then living in the midst of that belief, allowing it to affect your real world actions. That's trust. Friends, as you begin to embrace that God is actually trustworthy, may you wake up to who you were created to be by discovering yourself living in a deep, vibrant, peace-filled life. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Wake Up. These episodes get released daily, so make sure you subscribe so that you never miss any of the 2-Minute Wake Up goodness. And if you want to continue the conversation, like our page on Facebook. My name is John, and I hope that our time together helps you wake up to who you were created to be.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.